Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:37, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. I know there's been a lot going on off the field with the FAI, but there was certainly lots of action on the field last night as well. Bohemians beat Dundalk 1-0 in the Tricity League Premier Division. James Akintunde with the only goal of the game. A great header from a super free kick by Dale Rooney. Dundalk remain bottom of the standings. They're having a terrible season, still on the lookout for a new manager as well. But Bowes are joined second after back-to-back wins now for the first time this season. They have really returned to form under their new manager, Alan Reynolds. Been very impressive so far. And I've been at a couple of other games already, but again, last night seems to be giving everyone an opportunity to prove themselves and praise this group as a whole in getting the job done last night.
But it's about digging in and scrapping tonight, and we always felt that the lads on the bench would win the game. So I learned a lot about fellas tonight, so some good, some bad. But look, we look forward. It's all about getting results at the minute. You know, I haven't even looked at the table, and that it's just the focus is on game after game. But look, that's good news to be up there, but we've a lot of work to do.
Chelsea continue their recent fine Premier League form. They were 6-0 winners against Everton last night. Cole Palmer scored four of those goals and a real class act. He curled in the first, headed in the second, lobbed the keeper from 40 yards with the third, and then converted a penalty for his fourth of the night, having a remarkable season. 20 goals, 9 assists. He's level with Erling Haaland as the league's top scorer, and pretty impressive when you factor in that when he came from Manchester City to Chelsea last summer, he hadn't ever scored a league goal. Not all rosy in the garden though, because there was some dispute over who would take that late penalty. I'll be honest with you, it resembles something like it's seen in a schoolyard, a couple of fellas fighting over the ball and who was going to take it. Manager Maurizio Pochettino has apologised to fans after the game.
The player knows, the staff know, the club know that the taker is on penalties is Cole Palmer. It's a shame. I am so upset about the situation. I'm not going to accept again this type of behaviour, and I promise it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, it's a huge win for them. Maybe he's taken a little bit of the shine off of that episode, but for a long time they were really struggling this season, but they're now eight league games unbeaten, and they're just 3 points off the European places. Tonight, the first two places in the Champions League semi-finals are up for grabs. Barcelona take a 3-2 lead into their home tie against PSG. That's the live game on RTE this evening. Coverage starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock kickoff, and Borussia Dortmund trail Atletico Madrid 2-1 ahead of their home leg in Germany. Leinster have announced the signing of New Zealander utility back Jordy Barrett. He's going to link up with the Irish side after the November internationals. He'll remain with the province until the end of next season. He says this is a bit of a coming home for him. He spent some time here with his family in his younger years, and I'm going to let him take up the story.
Yeah, Mum and Dad made a decision when there was 6 kids, not 8. There was 2 that followed. So they made a decision to leave New Zealand for a change of lifestyle, went over, Dad played second division for the Buccaneers, and just a change of scene, living and working on a dairy farm in County Meath, and got so many connections there. Yeah, the forefront of my decision to go to Europe, in particular go to Leinster, is I'll be 28 years old, and at that stage I feel like I should be playing some of my best rugby, and I feel like it's an opportunity to grow my game and hopefully take myself to a different level. And it's a club with a proud history, a very successful history, well coached, a lot of international players in that squad. So I'm very much looking forward to going there and developing my game.
Yeah, Jordy Barrett there, you can just picture it. 8 of the Barrett kids running wild on a dairy farm in Meath. I'd say that was great crack. What a signing he is going to be. It's going to be great to see him in this country. Today marks 100 days until the Paris Olympics, and this year Ireland will have one of the biggest teams ever. We're also hoping it might be one of our most successful for the nation, not getting too carried away or anything like that, and no pressure, but one of those carrying our hopes will be sprinter Rashida Adeleke. She has a busy year ahead, and she's setting her sights on winning a European medal before the games themselves. But she feels her time in the US has changed her perspective.
Definitely my mentality. Like, I'm better at dealing with adversity, especially when it comes to like the competitive side of track and field, and just knowing that I'm able to bounce back, and one performance doesn't define me, and I'm always able to always prove myself. You have an opportunity to prove another opportunity to prove yourself, and I definitely look forward towards that instead of kind of dwelling on like maybe like a poor performance. And also being able to understand that, like, I deserve to be here and I'm just as good as everybody else. And, you know, the race can be won by anybody. Once you make the final, like, it's anybody's race. So I think being out here, I've learned a lot, especially being in the NCAA and competing such against such talented girls. That kind of prepares you for that and it kind of changes your mindset towards seeing yourself in a different light and making sure that you're in a good space mentally as well as physically.
Yeah, good luck to Rashida there, speaking at a Aspire media event. Aaron Hill failed in his bid to reach the World Snooker Championship, beaten in the qualifiers by Matthew Selton. There's another big homecoming planned for the community of Loughlin Bridge in Carlow this evening. Willie Mullins' latest champion, Ian Maximus, will be returning home following his impressive win at the Grand National over the weekend. So enjoy that this evening, folks.
A good evening out. Thank you very much, Darren.